Saturday of the second week of Lent, year A, 2023. Some of the names for the parables are not quite right. The lost coin and the lost sheep, for example. The true focus of each of these stories is the housewife or shepherd, respectively. The housewife is obsessed with the one lost coin. She is not cleaning the house. She is not feeding her husband or children. She's not fetching water from the well. And the shepherd is doing something no right-thinking shepherd would do, abandoning 99 sheep unprotected from predators and go after one stupid, lost sheep. This is our God. The parables are Jesus' metaphoric way of evoking the reality of God's reign, which stood in the center of his preaching and healing. God's reign is a much better phrase than the phrase God's kingdom, which suggests a place or region. Jesus was speaking about God acting as sovereign, as God, on our behalf, on behalf of us humans, and what our situation looks like when that divine initiative is cooperated with by humans. The focus in the parables is on God, with Jesus trying to get us to come to a fresher sense of who God is, one that is full of good news. Today's parable is not ultimately about a wasteful and disrespectful son or a dutiful son. It's not the parable of the two sons who, in two different ways, didn't get it about their father. It's all about the father. My name for this parable is the parable of the crazy in love father. This is the story of a father who rejects all the standard patriarchal patterns of fatherhood operative in Israel and in the Middle East and indeed all of the Western world in Jesus' time. And he does not give a hoot for the honor-shame culture in which he lives, even as the younger son effectively shames the life out of him by treating him as though dead, by asking for his inheritance while the father is still alive. And this father is also crazy in love with the oldest son. Son, everything that is mine has always been yours. Even though that son is too busy being good and dutiful to notice the good news about his father. This, friends, is our God as Jesus experiences God, crazy in love with us, willing to go to any lengths whatsoever to show the depth of the divine love and care for us, even if it will entail God's Son getting the short end of humanity's violence, hatred, and rage. After all that horror, the Father and the resurrected Son will simply show up, wishing the betraying disciples, Shalom, peace be with you. In other words, Jesus is saying to them and to us, I love you still, will never stop loving you unconditionally, even though you tried to kill my father by killing me, God's son.